after you, the successful...
In a classroom filled with students and five sharks, all were ready to enter into the shark tank. But it was the guidance of a teacher that kept the waves of the tank calm. Jessica Dinkler is the 8th grade math teacher at Thomas Jefferson Middle School. As her students present their project, she guides them every step of the way, even when nerves overcome them. Dinkler says the inspiration for the 8th grade version of the Shark Tank came from her curriculum.
I teach both my algebra and my pre-algebra kids about functions. It's graphing, and it's making lines, and it's coming up with costs that are fixed, or numbers that are fixed and numbers that are variable. So I got to thinking, you know, my kids can do this kind of stuff.
The day is fast-paced and filled with pressure, and the students get 10 minutes each to present their pitch to the sharks, or local business leaders. Dinkler says students were excited about creating their own ideas to present to their classmates, as well as to the sharks.
They were excited to... think of something themselves, you know, think of their own product that meant a lot to them. And I saw that in the kids' projects.
From an environmentally friendly lawnmower trimmer head to individual cooling bowls, the students' projects apply creativity to solving problems. Students interested in food products came up with cookie sandwiches and even doggy treats. Claire Dildy is an 8th grader at Thomas Jefferson Middle School. She and her partner created the lawnmower trimmer head for their project. Dildy says there were many crucial steps that she took to prepare.
In class, we figured how much it would be to buy all the parts in bulk so that we could get it at a discounted price. And then we did advertising and warehouse costs.
But Dildy says the creation of her project involved asking her stepdad what a 30-year-old guy would be impressed with.
And he said, well, it would be something that I could trim faster and easier with, like a trimmer that could attach to your lawnmower. And I said, I could do that. That's a good idea.
Nathan Erickson is an 8th grader at Thomas Jefferson Middle School. He plays a lot of golf, and well, he's lost a ball or two. So he and his partner Parrish Morris focus their project on creating a golf ball that can be tracked.
I play golf quite a bit, and I thought of this one time and thought this was a perfect opportunity to use this idea.
While Nathan had a chance to dive into the shark tank, there was someone familiar to him that wasn't too far behind. His dad.
You know, keep an open mind, but also focus in on things that you like to do.
Stephen Erickson is the owner and president of Erickson Financial Solutions. He says this kind of real-world presentation is better than sitting at home doing homework.
When I went to school, I never had to do a presentation. I'd show up to class, take notes, take the test, go home, do the homework, but I never had to express the ideas in verbal form or in front of people.
Dinkler says the Jefferson City Public School District supports the idea of project-based learning. The goal? Making subjects within the classroom real so that in the future these skills will remain relevant. But she says above everything, communication skills are the most important.
Whether that means it's in math or social studies or whatever it is, just being able to talk to people, you can have the best ideas, but if you can't get them out to someone else, you're too scared to, or you're just not confident enough, it can stifle you if you're not able to do that.
Although the tank has been drained, Dinkler says the Shark Tank was a good experience and learning opportunity for her students. Marissa Ann Lewis-Thompson, KBIA News.